Mike Zambinki. Give this pontoon a push, eh? Body, fill in, Mike. We got to go back.
Hook them with your pole and reel them in.
Okay. 20% in a pontoon boat driven by my buddy Mike.
Or my buddy Captain Ken, as it may be. But you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every day. And one of the things, the rite of summer, is that you have in your traditions, one of ours, is that every year we get an opportunity to talk to a guy that knows almost everything there is to know about walleye fishing, and that is Captain Ken Glupker from Gyra Charters. Captain Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to hear your voice. So, how are you, man? The boat's floating and the fish are biting?
Well, I'll tell you, the boat is definitely floating. It's floating today. Matter of fact, we've got a lot of high winds, and so there isn't any fishing going on today. But the month of May here in Saginaw Bay has been phenomenal.
Hey, buddy, it's Bob. How are you?
Hey, hi, Bob. Doing great.
I haven't seen you in a couple years. I miss you.
Yeah, I know. We've had a turn of bad luck and schedules getting screwed up, but we've done the best we could.
Right. Well, I do run into our mutual friend Roger from Orion, and so I get to see him once in a while, but I didn't get invited to his horse party, you know, for the sweepstakes. What,
Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby party. Were you there?
No, I was not there.
I guess we're both losers.
Right, yeah.
So how's the harbor, Saginaw Bay looking this year overall?
Well, I'll tell you, this year, like last year, the month of April was very, very difficult. It was very tough to fish. We had a long winter. But the month of May, I would say this is probably one of the better months that we've had in a long time. The fish were running really good size. A lot of the guys I chum with did very well out, chartering. And I would say this year I booked probably more fish in the month of May than I have in a long, long time, if not ever.
Well, Ken, one of the good things about that is the limits have changed, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's gone. You know, last year they changed it, and this is the second year that they've had it. It's gone from 5 fish to 8 fish, and it's gone from 15 inches to 13 inches. So, you've got to catch a lot more fish, and you can keep a little bit smaller fish if you elect to.
Right. And one of those things is that that just increases your work as a charter captain, but it really increases the value to the fishermen because, you know, they're coming home with 6 more fillets than they might otherwise in years past, which is really cool because, you know, you really can't get too many walleye fillets.
Well, I can't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Walleye is still my favorite food.
Yeah. Now, do you catch other things out there in the harbor in the bay when you're out, or is it just predominantly you can target the walleyes?
Well, it's predominantly walleyes, depending on where you're fishing and the time of year and the speed you're going. I mean, we get some very nice catfish, I'll tell you, some of the catfish we pull out of here are fantastic eating in a fantastic fight.
Right. I agree. I agree. So
there's a lot of sheephead, and there's a lot of these what we call white bass. That are starting to come on and starting to bite, and we generally do not keep them. Though we throw those back just like kind of in Lake Erie kind of thing, and
yep.
We let those go. But one of the things that has happened recently in the last, I'm going to say 2 years, the northern pike population has just exploded.
Wow.
And we're getting many times trolling in the shallow water, that type of thing. We've been catching some pretty nice pike.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And
yeah,
you keep it.
Sounds like Canada fishing now.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's been a lot of fun. And this winter we ice fished out in the bay, and I mean we got some northern pike that were we got one that was 20 plus pounds.
Wow.
Well, I love eating pike. A lot of people kind of snarl at it, but
it's got to be cleaned properly.
If you know how to get the Y-bone out, even if you don't, that's a beautiful meat.
Right.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. absolutely. I enjoy northern pike tremendously. It's great.
Yeah, I enjoy killing them.
Yeah.
Well, they do put up a great fight. It's a lot of fun. They're a great fish to catch.
We used to fish Esnagi all the time up in Ontario and fly-in fishing. And you could get some very large ones up there, but sometimes you get those big 3 and 3.5 footers in the bottom of your boat because they come off the spoon right when you get them in.
Yeah.
And those things will go after your feet.
Yeah.
And you just got tennis shoes on. They're mean. Yeah. So you got to carry a pipe with you when you're pike fishing.
Yeah.
I still have a remnant of the northern pike we brought in 3 weeks ago on my finger.
So what's your website if people want to book your charter?
Well, it's gyracharters.com, and that's J-I-R-E-H charters.com.
Yeah, that's cool, Ken. And do you have any spots left this summer? I know you're a busy guy because your success rate is huge. So you got openings yet?
Oh, yeah. I still have openings. You know, we have a cottage. We rent the cottage, and the cottage is fairly booked. But we have several days available during the month of June and July, which are two of our favorite months.
So here's a wonderful...
I have spots mainly during the week. I have spots available. So if somebody's interested, I have availability, you bet.
So there's a wonderful combination. Jop and I use that cottage when we fish with you. You can actually stay right on the water, rent a cottage right next to your captain, get up in the morning, get your little coffee and donut and hit the boat. And that's just such a great operation, especially since nobody lives near you. No matter who's going to book you, they're driving an hour or two because you're in a location that's, you know, not real common to most people in Michigan.
Well, yeah, tell us where you are, Ken, real quick.
Yeah, I'm in Augrey, Michigan, which is, you know, on the west side of Saginaw Bay. It's kind of between Standish and Tawas.
Yep.
Okay.
The little town of Augrey.
Well, listen.
Right on the Augrey River.
We think you're all great. So I'm glad Jop gets to see you. I will not probably get to see you this summer, but hope to run into you down here at one of our favorite breweries like Schmoe's.
I'd look forward to that.
All right.
You guys are the best. You guys are the greatest.
All right.
I love dealing with you, talking with you. And, you know, the guy that actually heard about the charter last year on your radio show has become a great friend, and it turns out he knows some of the same people I do, and he's coming back this year to fish again.
Fantastic.
So
good for you.
It's a great story and a great legacy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Captain Ken, thanks for chatting with us, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Captain Ken is a man of the Saginaw Bay. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's man law. No man shall ever read an instruction manual if the man does not know how to use the item. Trial and error shall be used until the correct function is determined.
You know what? That is a man law. Now, couple caveats. If you're working with
Kay
electricity
Thurston
or gas, just maybe invite a buddy that's done it once or twice. You still don't need to read the manual, but just make sure you're not electrocuting or blowing something up.
Oh, boy.
Right?
I don't know about you. All right, I'll go with that. I'll buy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I've done that with you. You know, you don't want to mess with your orifice and blow yourself up.
You know, aren't you, when you buy something, though, aren't you just so excited to get going at it? When I put that Grilla together, I had to read the instructions because I was writing a review,
right,
and I had to review the instructions.
Yeah.
But I had it all figured out before I even read the manual. It was so obvious what they were doing, and they did such a good job engineering it and packaging it,
right,
that it was just like, oh, I can see this. And I put so many grills together.
Yeah.
When I was selling grills, especially, you'd get to where you'd time yourself, and you know, because it's money. You have to make money on the grill.
Right.
And so.
Well, it's like anything else. So you look at it, it's like, hell, I can do this.
Yeah.
This is no problem. And then you end up with 4 extra screws, and you're like, they must have sent extras.
Yeah.
They always do.
So I got to deliver a load of GI barbecue to a base, and Jop and I are going to go over there and cook for these guys as soon as they get their event ready. But we're going to talk about that.
All right, coming up next, it's a little GI barbecue update. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Now give me a half a pint.